of Jungle Jim. The Adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who enjoy the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists, featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Jungle Jim is trapped. J7 has finally secured the upper hand in the nip-and-tuck battle of wits with Jungle Jim, who, bound hand and foot, is secured to an iron ring in the wall of the cavern workshop. An almost successful attempt to buy a rescue through one of J7's henchmen was nipped in the bud by the appearance of the master saboteur. He again taunts Jungle Jim with the news that Jim will be inside the huge torpedo on his fatal journey of destruction. In the meantime, the canal guards, summoned by Kitty's signal, have landed at Beard's plantation house on the shore of Gatton Lake. Leaving a small force to guard the house and tunnel exit, the rest of the troop, guided by Kolu, have entered the tunnel, and as they sight the lighted cave at the end of a long, dark passageway, a shot rings out.
Who did that?
I did, sir. My foot slipped, and the gun just sort of went off by itself.
Oh, you ought to have a bow and arrow. Somebody will hurt yourself with a gun.
Yes, sir.
Hey, look out, Don. That timber overhead seems loose. You're getting ready to fall down on top of us.
Back, everyone. Same as last time we shoot in tunnel. Roof come down. Look out.
Hey. Now see what you've done, you careless idiot.
I'm very sorry, sir. It was an accident.
How can we get into that cave, Kolu? Is there any other way?
There'll be no more way. Must be door in woods. But Kolu not know where be.
Maybe we can dig through that mess of stuff that fell down. Hey, look. I can see a light right here below these big timbers. Let me have your bayonet, fella. Yeah, we can do it, Don. Only that one support gave way. We only have to dig through a couple of feet.
Kolu, help. Do fast. I go through now. Dig hole bigger from other side. Then all get through.
Go ahead. Good work, Kolu. Anybody else that makes any more trouble is going to live in the guardhouse for a month.
Kolu must have board to hold up place where roof fall in. No use to dig. More dig, more fall down. Get board.
I'll go, Don. I saw some timber in that cellar at the beginning of the tunnel.
We don't have to go that far for timbers.
Huh?
Dave, you take two men and go back just about 20 feet into that old tunnel where Kolu told us they'd had another slide. Swipe them from there.
Okay. You two fellas, follow me.
Right.
We've sent for some lumber. Kolu, is there anything else we can do while they're getting it?
No. I have dig all I can. Must stop. Afraid to loosen more dirt. If dig, whole roof fall down. We never get through.
Is that you digging now, Kolu?
No. That'd be someone in cave. They crack on rock. Wonder what that be.
Maybe that shot loosened some of the cave and they're having the same trouble we are.
Maybe so. But tunnel is clear from here to cave.
Here you are. Let's shove these through that opening, and if he wants more, there's plenty where these came from.
Okay, fellas, lend a hand.
All right. Here we go.
That'd be good. One more, please.
Want any more, Kolu?
No, there's plenty. Kolu fix in 1 minute.
That Kolu is sure some guy. He seems to know everything, how to fight, how to fix tunnels. I wonder what his boss Jungle Jim's like.
I don't know, but I wish he had a few more guys like Kolu in this outfit. At least he knows how to carry a gun, so I won't shoot off without him knowing it.
Now I make hole big enough for one man each. Time, come through.
We'll help from the side.
No help. Kolu, go fast. Now, look. See? Hole big enough now. You try, Mr. Don.
No, you try it, Dave. If you get through, any two of us can. And if you get stuck, you always ate too much anyway. We'll have to push you through.
Well, I can wriggle through here like an eel.
Attaboy, Dave. Here, hold my rifle.
Good, you're making it. That hole's bigger than I thought. Okay, in, all of you. I'll go last.
While the canal guards and Kolu were experiencing so much trouble getting through the tunnel to rescue Jungle Jim, the detail left to guard the house and Kitty St. John were searching thoroughly for any trace of J7's helpers or some of Pedro's renegade Indian band.
Oh, I'm ever so grateful to you, boys. It's been an awful experience cooped up in the house with that spy, J7, knowing his treasure is secret and not being able to do anything about it.
Oh, that's all right, miss. It's too bad you didn't call us sooner.
That wasn't possible. Jim had to get the evidence on those spies before we could turn this case over to the authorities.
Uh-huh. Well, you don't have to worry anymore.
No, not about myself. But I've still got to think about Jungle Jim. We haven't heard anything from him in a long time.
Oh, he's all right, miss. Sergeant Don and the boys will have him back safe and sound in no time.
I hope so. Well, I guess all we can do is to wait and see. Can I make some coffee for you boys?
Thank you. That's a swell idea, miss, but you just show us where the things are, and we'll do the work.
Oh, nonsense. It's no trouble. I'll have it ready in a jiffy. But you can do the dishes.
Yes, ma'am. Be glad to.
Oh, say, wait a minute. This here engine says he wants to talk to the lady.
Pedro. Si. I don't want anything to do with that ugly viper. Pedro, you're just where you belong.
Well, that's what I was after telling him, miss. He's under arrest by the United States authorities.
Pedro can tell you some things you come here to find out, Miss St. John. Why you no want to hear them?
Because the only things you could tell would be lies.
Miss St. John, Pedro family live in this jungle 1,000 years. Always good people till white man built canal. Then Indian no find to hunt, to fish no more. Bye-bye, duck beard come with gold. Pedro's people not bad, just hungry. Beard have lots gold. We work for beard, not hungry anymore.
Well, I suppose hungry people can do strange things. I've been hungry, too. But I'm not convinced that you're telling the truth.
Pedro show you, Mrs. and John.
How?
You come. Bring soldier. I show you where Duck Beard keep papers. They tell you everything what he do.
Where are they?
One thing, please, Mrs. and John.
What now?
You tell boss army man Pedro not be bad. Pedro people not be bad, just hungry.
All right, I'll tell him, and I hope he believes me.
You tell. He believe, Mrs. St. John. Come, we go. Downstairs into book room.
You fellas keep a close watch on this Pedro. I'm not certain he's had such a change of heart.
Why, ma'am, if he as much as says boo, I'll plug him.
Well, Pedro, where is the big, great secret hiding place?
Right here, miss. There on shelf. You take out green book.
Green books, huh? Well, they're all out. There's not a thing here.
Now you push knot in the panel.
Knot in the panel, this one?
See. Now push knot another in.
Okay, I got it. Hey, look at that. The whole back's moving.
Well, this part of your story is correct. Now what?
Key from small desk drawer. Open that lock.
Here's the key, Miss St. John.
Go ahead. You're doing all right.
Oh. Golly, there's an awful lot of stuff in here.
Get it out here on the desk.
Yeah, all right. Look at that.
Oh, the saints be praised. Look at the money, the gold bills. Well, there's $1 million, sure.
Even that's illegal. Gold was a call years ago. Just bundle it up.
You're a cool one, miss. The very sight of the bundle has me heart me mouth.
All right.
Well, it's not ours. What difference does it make? How much is there?
I know, miss, but I can't help having a little reverence for this stuff.
I have more reverence for the document that would incriminate this beard, put it behind the bars for life.
Well, here's an official-looking book, Miss St. John.
It's code. Ooh, maybe Colonel Barrett wouldn't like to see this.
Look at this.
Wow! This is dynamite! Pedro.
Si, Mrs. St. John.
Maybe the discovery of this material will get you free.
Si.
In any case, it'll get you off a lot easier than if you hadn't told us about it.
Gracias, señorita.
Does it look important, miss?
I think it's important enough to start a war.
Thank you. While Kitty was discovering all of Beard's important secrets from his private file in the library of the plantation house, J7 in his cavern workshop was putting the final touches on his torpedo. He does not realize that the canal guards are already partway in the tunnel, and though temporarily impeded by a slide, are digging their way through rapidly. Jungle Jim is still Beard's prisoner, and for him the outlook is very dark.
How are you fellows coming with that opening?
We got a pick through in two places. Should be finished in a few minutes.
Keep at it. We have no time to lose. You see, Bradley, when that opening is large enough, it will be a simple task to knock out the blocks which now hold the torpedo. Then it will slide down the runway, and we will embark on one of the most famous journeys in history.
Doc Beard, your actions are beyond any human understanding. You can still pull out of this mad scheme of yours with a whole skin. Does life mean nothing to you?
Yours doesn't, and mine, well, great achievements are bought at a great price. I consider it worthwhile.
But you'll fail, Doc. I'm as sure as that as I am of your insanity.
Insanity? Bradley, I could admire your persistence if it were not such utter stupidity. Our way never fails. Every detail is planned too carefully to admit that. We've even taken good care of Jungle Jim Bradley, haven't we?
Yeah, Doc, though I can't say I've enjoyed your hospitality.
Hey, Doc, the boys have run into some rather hard stuff in that rock wall.
Well, tell them to get a hustle on. We're already here. They can't hold us up like this.
They're doing the best they can. I don't see why you're in such a hurry. I wouldn't be.
You and I are two different persons.
Yeah, I know, Doc. But tell me the truth. You ain't going to ride in that tin can. I mean, all the way, are you?
That's my business, Red.
Oh, yeah, sure, Doc. I get it. What an idea. You both start out, then in the home stretch, you get out and let the boyfriend ride it across the line. Doc, you're terrific.
Red, you get out of here. Go down the runway and help those men.
Yeah.
Let me know when they're ready. Now, Jim, come on up the ladder ahead of me, and no tricks.
Okay, Doc.
I didn't think that guy was on the level about killing himself in that torpedo. Now I'm sure of it. But I guess it's the end of Bradley. Well, that's too bad. Yeah, life's like that. Hey, come on, you fellas. The boss wants the job finished pronto.
It's almost done now. Just a few pieces to be trimmed off.
Huh?
Give me that measuring stick, Joe.
Here it is.
All finished, Red. The stick passes through all around.
Okay, Doc. The hole's big enough.
Yeah, and I'm glad, too. I don't want any more of these jobs, no matter how much dough they pay.
There they go. Jim is in, and Doc is climbing up the... Holy mackerel!
What?
Jim just kicked the boss in the face. He's falling over the runway.
Let's get him!
Come on!
Hey, wait a minute! He's kicking those blocks out from under the torpedo. It'll come down on us. We'll be killed.
Wait, Jim, wait! Don't do it!
Don't!
A ray of hope glimmers on Jungle Jim's horizon. Maybe he can destroy the horrible dream of J7 by launching the torpedo. Can the canal guards dig their way out of the slide in time to help? Don't miss the next exciting episode of The Adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures and the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventures and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoon Land, like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follows the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie and the Little King and the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Jungle Jim and Flash Gordon. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at this time next week over this station. Be sure to tune in.